That's the latest from Dum Dum Girls. That's from their Two True EP. Before that, we heard Vampire Weekend from Modern Vampires of the City. Drive-By Truckers back there as well. The Decemberists doing Don't Care at All. And we started that set off with Cake from Fashion Nugget. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. I am very, very excited about tonight's musical guests, all 10 of them. Yes, 10. 10 people in this band. They are going to be performing a multitude of sounds. It's going to be a wall of sound, and you're going to have a good time. You may want to get yourself into an area where you can dance, because I was kind of rocking out here during sound check. But without further ado, we're going to hear some live music from Ohio Brass and Electric.
In a black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I'll take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, but now I'm sure you know that I love you, and I need you, and I want you. Gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Ticket for an time to take no fast train. Oh, lonely days are gone. I'll be right home, child, with my baby.
Brass and Electric live in WYSO studios. We'll be back to chat with them, get to know all 10 of these folks, and of course we're going to hear some more live music. Stick around. It's happening only on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and you just heard the amazing sounds of Ohio Brass and Electric from here in the WYSO studios. The band is in the house, all 10 of them. Welcome, everyone.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
Very happy to have you all here. Now, I gotta ask, I know you've been around since about 2012. When this thing got started, was it, hey, we want to have a huge band? Or did it start small and you just sort of collected folks along the way? How did it all come together?
I think it really did start out with the idea of being a big band. We wanted a lot of people. We wanted to make sure there's a lot of sound. Got to have a horn section. Absolutely important to have that.
Yeah. So I was the first person. I'm the guitar player, Skip Leeds. He contacted me, or he sort of threw a broadcast email and said, who would want to be in a 10-piece band that played things like Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chase and all this cool stuff? And I'm like, me, because I grew up with that. And I would hope that three or four more people would join, but instead eight.
That's going to be a nice feeling to have the full group just come on pretty quickly. How does it make coordinating, rehearsing, and arranging and all of that when you've got that many folks? I know three pieces that have trouble getting all of that coordinated. How do you guys handle it?
If it wasn't for the tool Doodle Online, we wouldn't be able to do it. It's absolutely essential. Scheduling is the toughest part of this.
Maybe. Yeah. If you have a choice between that and dental work, I'd go with the dental work.
And don't ask for anesthesia either.
And that's Mick Logan, our drummer, our leader speaking.
Our leader, our spirit, our guru, our spiritual avatar.
Thanks, guys.
How do you guys go about choosing what you want to play? Do you all come in with a wish list? Do you have to draw straws for songs? Is there a certain aesthetic you're looking for when you're picking out songs for the group?
I was originally hoping for boxing or something like that. Turns out much more democracy was needed. We've tried a number of things, and basically we want to get what everyone in the band loves. We want a song that people really care about playing. And we've been able to do that pretty well. I think we've built a strong repertoire of songs that really are worth listening to.
Yeah. We've experimented with republics, democracies, benign dictatorships, autocracies, and we have some kind of hybrid, kind of like America, I guess.
Really. We even had the black ball system for a while.
Yeah, and a white ball system. Then we wanted more inclusiveness, so we had a rainbow ball system.
But we do all try to accommodate each other's passions, which makes for a really eclectic and wonderful set of music.
And sometimes, even if it's not my favorite, sometimes it grows on me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
True.
We love that.
Now, being 10 pieces, you have a really full sound. It's really fun. It's really danceable. I'd imagine you get access to a lot of different types of gigs, but does the size ever make it tricky? Are you ever in a situation where you're like, wow, there are certain venues that are perfect for big bands, and I'm sure you can do a lot of things that, your average rock band can't do, but what's the flip side of that?
it is tough. We played at the Emporium recently.
Wow.
I think Dar was sitting on my shoulders for part of the evening. There is just no room. Finding a space that fits us all. This studio is beautiful. It's brilliant. Uh-huh.
We're standing room only before the crowd even shows up.
So. Yeah, we definitely make the party. My favorite is when Mech goes out to scout out a location and then comes back with measuring tape and tapes out the floor in the basement, and we all have to squeeze in like sardines into a little tin. But we make it work.
It's part of the fun, part of the challenge.
We all smell good.
Now, what does the summer look like for you guys, spring and summer? What do you guys have slated? I would imagine that for such a fun band, the warm weather has got to be just the best time of year for you guys.
Absolutely. We love outdoor gigs. We're playing at the street fair, the June street fair here in Yellow Springs on July 14th.
June 14th, yeah.
And we've loved to play a lot of outdoor festivals, any place we can. We're looking for gigs right now. If anyone's got an idea for a good place to play, let us know.
Don't forget the other. We have Peaches on April
19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? And we have the Emporium on June 20th. Yeah. Right. So we have some gigs already booked. And then you're right, with the warm weather, we expect a lot of outdoor things to pick up. We'd eventually like to do like the, you know, church fair and the county fair and maybe the state fair, kind of, because we fit right into those kind of places because they have large open fields where we're capable of standing, basically. The real ulterior motive.
Have you given any thought to doing any sort of recording? I know that gets a little complicated when you're doing, you know, covers and things like that, but is that something that you would like to do in the future?
Yeah, so I actually have a recording studio. I'll plug it here, Silk Speed Music. We have talked about this. I do more small format recording, so we have talked about the logistics of recording a 10-piece band, and we're going to do it, but we're going to do it probably with electronic drums and with sections and overdubs, and we're going to bring everybody in and create the illusion of 10 people in the room all at once. So
parse it out as opposed to all in one room live to tape.
Right. You give us this recording tonight and we call it a day. So that's now you know our other ulterior motive.
Ah, yeah. I see. If people want to keep tabs on where you are and what you're doing and how to book you and all of that good stuff, what's the best way for them to connect with you online?
Right now, the best way is probably facebook.com/OhioBrassAndElectric, all spelled out. We also have a website, ohiobrassandelectric.com, and that's getting more and more content as we go.
Excellent, mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, before you all played together, did you all know each other? I know you're all from the Yellow Springs area, or did the band sort of bring you all together as friends?
I know the keyboardist.
we actually have two married couples making up the rhythm section.
Nice.
Darla plays bass, Skip and Barbara are guitar and keyboards. And I've known Doug forever.
Trombone.
And Darla and Diana are sisters. They've known each other their whole
lives.
Diana's
Barry Sachs.
Yeah. And Brady lives down the street from us. Emily took voice lessons from my mom. Bob and Lynn both came from the Yellow Springs Community Band. We did a recruiting drive there.
So it's basically, can you tell me how? Hi, yeah. Mac. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, Mac invited me to join the band by riding by on his bicycle.
I like it.
You don't know me, and this may sound a little strange, but I've got a studio in my basement.
So it does need to be said that this band was Mech's concept. Would you like to speak a little bit about that, how it's been a dream for you? Mech's had other bands, and many of us have been in other bands as well, but this has been a dream of Mech's.
Yeah, this really, we were in the undercover, Darla and I were in there, and Skip joined us for a while in that, and we started adding horns to it, but it really wasn't the right mix. It's a rock band. And this is something I've been wanting to do for many years. I just love the sound of a horn band. Horn sections just rock. That just changes the character of the music. So putting this together sort of on the heels of the undercover breaking up was an absolutely beautiful move. And it's turned into a thing of its own. It's an absolutely beautiful piece.
I love it. I love it. You gotta love when things come together just the right way.
Yeah.
Well, you should connect with these guys. We're going to put a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. All the info about their gigs will be there here in just a few moments as soon as we get them set to play some more music. What do you think, guys? Shall we hear some more live stuff?
Bring it on.
Yes, please.
Yes.
All righty. We're going to give everybody a few minutes to get to their instruments, and we'll be right back with more live music from Ohio Brass and Electric. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stick around. More live songs to come.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
He's a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus. Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We have Ohio Brass and Electric live in the house. We're going to hear some more music from them right now from right here in the WYSO studios.
Next song is our tribute to the great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We love this adaptation of this classic Woody Guthrie hit, and we think you will too.
One, two,
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gold Stream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you and me.
Brass and Electric live in the WYSO studios. Thank you all so much for being here.
Woo! Thank you.
Check them out at Peaches on April 19th. We've got all the details on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, click the link, connect with these guys, go see them at Peaches on the 19th, or check them out at Yellow Spring Street Fair. That's June 14th. You're going to want to be in the village for that. Be sure to stop by and see these guys at the Emporium here in Yellow Springs on June 20th as well. All the details, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Ohio Brass and Electric here in the studio right now. We go back to the CD stuff, chill out a little bit. I'm sure you're tired from dancing. Here's some Beck.